5:29 South African time. I was enjoying this beautiful dhikr, Haji Abu Yusuf. I think it's 11 minutes in total. 11 or 13 minutes in total. I think maybe I should put that in one of our collections, Haji Abu Yusuf. Yes. So that was our beautiful dhikr. This beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning. The 18th of Ramadan, 1444. It's a beautiful Monday morning here in Johannesburg. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And I want to welcome our beloved, respected, honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafizahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Monday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today we continue with the commentary and tafsir of the Noble Quran, chapter number 12, Surah Yusuf, verses 70-74. Now the 11 brothers are there by Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam in Egypt, by Joseph, who is the ruler and leader. And after all the formalities and everything, now they came down to the business that they require food, they require their quota and ration and so forth. Now is the time for departure. The first time they came, there were 10 brothers. Second time they came, now 11 brothers. Now is the return journey from Egypt back to Palestine, to Canaan. So what happens on this return journey? Chapter 12, verse 70. فَلَمَّا جَهَزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ. Hence, when they were preparing and furnishing them what they are, quota and ration and everything, provision, جَعَلَ السِّقَايَةَ فِي رَحْلِ أَخِيهِ. So without anybody knowing, he, Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, peace be upon him, he told one of his workers, employees, that take this cup and you must place it in the luggage of that person there. He showed him, they knew now who's who. So in the bag and luggage of his full brother, Benjamin bin Yamin. And nobody must come to know about this. So all this, remember, is by divine decree. It is not to cause harm, but it was part of the divine plan. جَعَلَ السِّقَايَةَ فِي رَحْلِ أَخِيهِ. So they placed the siqaya, that is the big cup, فِي رَحْلِ أَخِيهِ, in the luggage of his brother, full brother Binyamin, Benjamin. Now they left, so after 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, so then they caught them up. They caught the 11 brothers up. Who? The intelligence, the police of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam. Thumma, subsequently, thereafter. So it was not done immediately, then it will become obvious that something was cooking. So after 1, 2, 3 hours, then they apprehended them. Thumma adhana muadhinun. Then the caller made the announcement. Every day we hear the muadhin rendering the adhan, so that is the caller to prayer. So literally it means a caller, an announcer. So the announcer made the announcement. Ayyat wal eer. O you, the caravan who came from Palestine. Innakum lasariqoon. Surely you are definitely crooks. I mean, that's an insult. And the word, if you know in Arabic, innakum, inna is already for emphasis. Then the lam day is for further emphasis. You definitely are crooks. So they were amazed and astonished. What is this person announcing? Qalu, the 11 brothers, they were looking now at this announcer, and they said, وَأَقَبَلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ مَاذَا تَفْقِدُونَ, and they turned around and faced him. What are you missing? They didn't say who stole and what. They used the word missing because they were amazed that, you know, that how can anybody steal? Joseph, the ruler, leader, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, gave us free quota the previous time. This time also he was so hospitable. And how can we be stealing? Qalu, so that caller and announcer announced, Nafakidu, we are missing. Suwa al-Maliki, the cup of the ruler. You know, Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, is the ruler. He has a special cup. And that cup there is missing. Suwa. For you students, ulama, write down suwa, saw. You know, we use saw arba'atu amdadin when you discuss sadaqatul fitr and so forth. So we are missing. There's to measure with that cup there. So we are missing the cup and the, you know, container of the king, the ruler. وَلِمَنْ جَاءَ بِهِ حِمْلُ بَعِيرٍ, and whosoever produces it, for him he will get equivalent to the weight of a camel, that a reward. So it shows that to give rewards and awards, provided is something permissible, is acceptable in Islam. وَأَنَا بِهِ زَعِيمٍ, and I will be the guarantor of that. So now the police, now what can the 11 brothers say? That if something is missing, there will have to be investigation done. Qalu, they, the brothers, said. Remember, Binyamin, Benjamin, was not even aware that that cup was placed in his luggage. Qalu, they said, Tallahi, we take an oath, we swear on the name of Almighty Allah and take a qasam on the Allah's name. لَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا جِئِنَا, indeed, definitely, you know, we have not come. لِنُفْسِدَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, to cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth. وَمَا كُنَّا سَارِقِينَ, and never are we the crooks and people who are thieves and so forth. Okay, that's what you are saying. We are the stalemate. So now the intelligence, the police said, قَالُوا, they said, the police, فَمَا جَزَاؤُهُ إِن كُنْتُمْ كَاذِبِينَ, what will be the punishment if you are liars? If we find that cup in your luggage, then what will be the punishment? So they are going to respond. Inshallah, tomorrow we will listen to what the response will be from the brother's side. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We take you around the world, national, global, international news. Number one, leaked documents from the American regime has embarrassed them and has put them in a tight spot. What they supposed to do for Ukraine and for other countries, their so-called allies, everything now is public knowledge. And remember, obviously, they will blame Russia for everything. So this is how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala disgraces the Americans and the Europeans and whoever else, NATO and whoever is with them. Saudi and Oman. Oman is a country, remember that. We've been there also. So that is Muscat and Sulala. So leaders from there and responsible people came there to Yemen and they met the Houthis. In English they say Houthi. The proper term is Houthi. It's with a Tha. So they are the Shias and they shook hands and so forth. Now they are discussing the terms of reference for a permanent ceasefire. So that will be good. Remember, it was a foolish thing on MBS side. He went in there unilaterally and millions of people on the verge of starvation and so forth. Macron made a statement, the prime president of France. He said, we as Europe should not be following America blindly or China blindly. We must have our own independence and own policy. So this has really upset and ruffled feathers there in Washington and America. They asked him, Macron, are you speaking on behalf of France or are you speaking on behalf of Europe? They're realizing America is using them for their dirty politics, but it's too late for them. Pakistan, now they want loans from IMF and they dictating the terms. They told them, you must go there. And all these Pakistanis who are militants and they are the ones who want Sharia and so forth, you must get rid of them. So Pakistan army soldiers went in Waziristan, if you know Pakistan. One soldier died and two civilians also passed away. And this is what they call the military operation in Waziristan. The Mossad in Israel, you Jutlas, you Haramis, you Zionists, listen carefully. The intelligence service there in Israel, Mossad, is encouraging the people to go and protest against Bibi and his illegal government. So you can see that how the tide is turning. And that will bring us to the next one. So you must remember that Bibi is crashing. That is Haaretz newspaper's heading. BB is crashing, meaning the numbers are going lower and lower and lower for Benjamin Netanyahu. And Gantz, remember, he is an army guy. He is surging going ahead. And Lapid is number two after him. For us, they're all haramis, but we're just telling you, remember that BB is now totally humiliated locally, nationally, and internationally. Chad, we take out our hat for you and we salute you. Chad, remember, they expelled the German ambassador. These whiteys, they still got that colonial mentality, you know. They think they can come here to Africa and dictate to the African governments and interfere in their domestic affairs. So Chad gave the diplomat and ambassador of Germany 48 hours, better get from here, otherwise we will arrest you. Tunisia, President Kais, another murtad, another enemy of Islam, big, big protest against him because he locked up and arrested 20 or more politicians of the opposition party. And you know BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. So he also applied that Tunisia want to become part of BRICS and so forth. And remember that BB is stuck with the impossible government. They can't govern now. Because one guy wants to pull right, one guy wants to pull left, one guy wants to pull center, and the government will fall very, very soon there in Israel. Because it's a harami nation. They are cursed by Almighty Allah, not chosen by Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Look at this one. All this in Haaretz. One Israeli minister accuses the security of mutiny. He says that you guys are turning against the state. And remember that Ismail Haniya and Hassan Nasrullah, Hamas, and that Hezbollah, we call them Hezbollah Shaitan, the Shias, so they met in Lebanon. And that is why you see that Israel is shaking now. One side they got Hamas, one side they got Hezbollah, one side they got Syria, one side they got Iran, and the problems are mounting for them from different sides. So may Almighty Allah decimate them and destroy them. Inshallah, for today our program will be 8:30 to 9. So we have, you understand, an interview. Ali Mawlana Zaid will interview me. And every week we were discussing the first for Monday that we discuss about Haram Sharif Makkah. Then last week, Medina Munawwara. Today, we'll be discussing Masjidul Aqsa, the history, the virtues, and so forth. Then, 105 to 130, inshallah, Surah Ma'un, Surah Ara'ayt al-Ladhi, and then 130 to 2 from the archives, and 2 to 230, our trip to North of Johannesburg. So, that's our programs for today. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept all our programs and everybody's fasting and good actions and righteous deeds. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Luke says that why did Donald Trump allow North Korea to become a nuclear power, Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. They were a nuclear power long before Trump, my brother. Look, you have to look in the books and read, my brother. So the only thing is Trump always wants, he's an egoist, he's a narcissist. Now Trump always wants that my name must be shining everywhere. So he took the Israeli embassy from Tel Aviv and brought it to Jerusalem. He took the Golan Heights, you must remember, which belongs to Syria, and said, change it to Trump Heights. So all these are illegal and all harami moves. You must remember, people who are haramis, illegitimate, illegal, so they do all these kind of things. Yeah. So he said, let me cut deals with Putin and so forth. But Putin was always one step ahead of him. He said, let me cut deals with the North Korean leader, and they met also. So you must remember, he used to call him the small rocket. He says the big rocket and the small rocket, you see. So anyway, they met and so forth and so on. But they were nuclear before he became president of America. So it's nothing to do with Trump. You must remember that everybody should go nuclear. Yesterday I was reading. Let me give you something, look, which I know you don't know. You put Elon Musk and you put another five Elon Musk and you put all these guys together. So the Saudi government, they are royal family. They five times wealthier than the two richest guys in the world. You heard what I said? They got one palace in Riyadh, got 1,000 rooms. So you must remember that. They themselves don't know what money they got. And the royal family is 15,000 people. So everybody got a stake there. The higher you are in the hierarchy, so the more you collect and so forth. So imagine so much money, but they can't go nuclear. Because one side they have to look at America, other side they have to look at Israel, the rogue regime, and you take a poor country like Pakistan, poor country like North Korea. So all of them have gone nuclear, and therefore Iran also must go nuclear. Because when you are nuclear, then these other countries will not just attack you. They will have saber rattling, but they won't attack you because they all fear. So it's a very good move that North Korea did, Pakistan did, and so forth.
Somebody says, Ustad, that dresses which touch the group permissible, like the present-day wedding dresses, Ustad?
Not permissible. Remember that our ladies today, majority, we don't say all, but majority, they wear the gown, the wedding gown and so forth. And then you must remember, normally it's white in color, and then you will see that sometimes the arms are exposed, sometimes the neck or the back and everything is exposed, and sometimes you can see many other things also. So number one is mushabihat, imitating, emulating, mimicking the kuffar, non-Muslim culture. Second one is you exposing your beauty. Wala yubdina zinatahunna. Quran Sharif says, Surah 24, verse 31, O women, don't go expose your beauty to all and sundry. Third one, they'll have the big drape and the big tail at the back, you know, so that somebody has to carry that and all these things. It's all shaitaniyat, all this. And how many times in their life they'll wear it? Once. And how much they paid? 5,000, 10,000, 50,000. They imported it from Dubai and from where and where and so. Sometimes the marriage works out and sometimes it don't work out. You know the divorce rate is spiraling, Allah forbid. So all this here Quran says, Innal mubazzirina kanu ikhwana shayateen, that those who are extravagant in their money and expenses and so forth, and all this done, dress to impress. That's the call. Dress to impress, just to show off. So remember, they are brothers of Satan and Lucifer. It's haram, all these things here. Habib, we say, we profess, and we declare, we love the Master, alayhi salam. What he, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Inna a'daman nikahi baraka, the best nikah, as far as baraka, blessing go, a'dam, then, Inna a'daman nikahi baraka, aysaruha ma'una, where the least expenditure is incurred. And today, people spend millions, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 million is normal, remember that. So all that can never be justified. I remember, and therefore you see there are so many divorces and so forth.
I've got a Vusi. He says, hi guys, does xenophobia happen in South Africa every now and then? Vusi Ustad.
Vusi, I think you're not the South African. Maybe you're from Nigeria or you're Somalia or from other African countries. I think so. So because xenophobia, we must break the words up, you know, philology. Phobia, fear. Xeno, foreign. So fear for foreigners. So that's the meaning of xenophobia. So yes, obviously it's happening. How many Pakistanis are getting attacked? How many foreigners are getting attacked? Nigerians and Zimbabweans and Malawi and so forth and so on. But they can never stop the problem and solve the problem. Why? Because from top to bottom, the corruption is systemic. Remember that. They just say, I know of people here. they connected to our mosque and all of them. I asked them, why you don't leave the mosque? You understand? He said, no, the police catch us. So I asked them, if the police catch you, what happens? He said, no, he said, must give 20 rand, then it's lungile. You see? So every time we catch them, 20 rand. So you must remember this. Because half these guys who are here, they don't have documents. They don't have papers, nothing, and so forth. They just come in and so forth. So that is South Africa today, you must remember. From top to bottom. So you can't solve the problem. And then when the locals get very upset, then again the trouble starts. Obviously, there is a problem with the migrants and with the foreigners and so forth, and especially those who are illegal. That's a big problem.
I've got Barbara Ustad. She says, hope you well and hope you're enjoying your fasting month. She wants to know, Ustad, who do you all think is going to win the next general election? Trump or Biden? Ustad, Barbara.
Barbara, you went to America. Everything was working there. All the traffic lights and cameras and all of that. But you didn't like it. And then when I told you don't go, you told me I must fly a kite. So I flew my kite, but you came back to South Africa. So now what you worried about them? Both of them are shaitan, a Satan and Lucifer. Both of them, you know Biden is already more than 80 years old. And this guy here is 76 years old, Trump and so forth. They must be go play with their grandchildren and all that. But you see, when you sit in the White House, then you know Bostick. So under the chair, there's Bostick there. Because they know there's a lot of wheeling, dealing you can do and so forth. You can enrich yourself and your family and your party and so forth. So if they have free and fair elections, obviously Trump will win. Sleepy Joe doesn't have much chance. But you will see the establishment. Write this word down, my sister Barbara. Establishment, the deep state, they will make the decision. They will swing the votes, the one they want to come in. Because 2016, they wanted Hillary to come in. You must remember that. And then she lost, and then Trump came in. That was against what they wanted. So they made sure in 2020 that they brought Biden in there. And therefore, Trump is complaining. Really speaking, I won the elections, but you know you guys cooked it up. So that's his complaint.
Somebody says here, Ustad, that why is Lebanon popular in the West, Ustad?
Lebanon, I've been there in 1998. If you know anything about Lebanon, let me give you a brief history. Lebanon. Lebanon is part of the Levant, is part of Sham. Sham refers to Syria, Jordan, Palestine, and Lebanon. So these four countries constitute Sham. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made special dua for them, supplicated for them, Allahumma barik lana fi Shamina. And in English, when you took, I take all four countries together, you call it Levant, L-E-V-A-N-T, okay? Second thing, if you speak of Lebanon only, so they have plus minus now. They have, you must remember, 50% Muslim and 50% Christian. So if the president is a Muslim, then the prime minister will be a Christian and the speaker of the parliament will be a Maronite. So that's how their understanding is, if you understand their politics. Then you must remember why it is popular with them, with the West, because that was the Las Vegas in the 50s, 60s, 70s, casinos, everything open, prostitution also basically legal there, and so forth and so on. And when I went there in 98, the taxi driver took me to one, two hotels. Then I told him, no, I don't like this. Take me to a nice hotel. So I was not aware at that time there's like a full, you know, partition, separation. The Muslims and Arabs stay one side. And on the other side, the Arab Christians, they also speak Arabic. Their dressing is the same. Their mentality is the same. You won't know who's who in the zoo there. So the hotel we stayed in was La Madina. La Madina was just 500, 400 meters from the beach, from the, oh, you know, the sea. I still remember it was off-season. We paid $50 a night and so forth. So you must remember, because of their liberal values, and they got nothing to do really with Islam and so forth. Now, slowly, but they are, you understand, resurgence. But they are very, very far from Islam and so forth. And the Christian influence is so much there that, remember, remember that you, I'm telling you, if you walk in the street, you will never make out who's a Muslim, who's a Christian. Everything of theirs is the same. So that's why the West, they love it. But you see, the West crashed it now. Their money is not worth the paper on which is written, like Zimbabwe and all that. So therefore, people's money and all that is frozen, even in the banks and so forth. Big problem for them.
Somebody says, Ustad, is zakat permissible to give for a building and upkeep of madrasa, Ustad?
Not permissible. For zakat, you must remember tamlik. Tamlik means you have to make somebody the owner, an unconditional owner. And that person, Quran says, Surah 9, Chapter 9, Verse number 60, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned 8 different categories. Fariidatan min Allah. This is ordained, prescribed by Almighty Allah. And Almighty Allah is who? Wallahu alimun hakim. He's all knowing. His knowledge all embracing, all encompassing. He's all wise. There's always wisdom in that. You say you're going to give to a building. Who's the owner of the building? Your trustees. The trustees are all fat cats. You must remember that. Each one is 100,000 millionaire, billionaire. So how can they be the owners? So you say upkeep of the madrasa. But who's the owner? So you can't. So you must remember, it's not permissible. Zakat, there must be ownership taken by that person. So therefore, then only. So to build, you must remember a masjid, a madrasa, or all that. Give for a well and all. And you say, is zakat? Not permissible that. Absolutely, your zakat will not be discharged, will not be valid.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, a hijab protest, the beginning of the end for Iran's regime, Ustad.
Remember, Iran, I told you, is not an Islamic revolution. It's a Persian revolution, a Shia revolution. As far as we're concerned, and you can quote me anywhere in the world, Khomeini and them are not Muslim. We say Khomeini, la'anahullah, Allah's curse be upon him. Because Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying in Tirmidhi, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِ. When you see the people swearing, cursing, reviling my companions and my beloved students, فَقُولُوا, then say, لَعَنَتُ اللَّهِ عَلَى شَرِّكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala's curse be upon you for the evil you are committing and perpetrating. So therefore, when we know people are Shia and they swearing, cursing, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, our mother Siddiqa, Hazrat Aisha, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhum, and many, many Sahaba. Go read the books of Khomeini. I have so many books of the Shias, more than 100 books. So hard copies I'm speaking about. So you must remember that openly they curse and swear them and so. So it's nothing to do with Islam. It's nothing to do with Islam revolution. It's a Shia revolution, Kufar revolution, an Iranian revolution. So one side they say they're putting cameras everywhere in Tehran and Isfahan and Qum and all these places, Shiraz and what. So I visited Iran. I was there for 12-13 days in 2013. Alhamdulillah, nobody troubled me or anything. We had a debate, we defeated them. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, with the grace and mercy of Allah. So they tried to bribe me also and said, no, what Allah's helped, Allah saved me. So the point I'm making, look at how the contradiction. One side they say hijab. The term also is wrong. You must remember that. So the headgear, they want to impose it on the women. But on the other side, Khomeini writes in Tawdihul Masail, a book they gave me, written by Khomeini. And when I went there, I was visiting the bookshops. I even saw the book there in the bookshop. Book's name, Tawdihul Masail by Khomeini, la'anahullah. In there, Khomeini writes, you can make mut'a prostitution for 1 hour. In Zubdatul Ahkam, another book by Khomeini, la'anahullah, he says when people have the contract of muta, then remember, la tawarutha baynahuma, then there is no inheritance between them. So what is that? 100% prostitution. So one side you want your ladies to wear the scarf and so forth. On other side you promote and you advocate prostitution. The only people on the earth in the name of religion, the Hindu, the Jew, Jew, the Christian, the Buddhist, nobody will do. Only these kuffar Shias, la'anahumullah, Allah's curse be upon them. That's what Nabi alayhi salam said we must do. So they allow two things. One is you must lie, you know, like Benjamin Netanyahu, who become a serial liar, and they call it taqiyah, holy hypocrisy. And then they allow fornication, adultery, all that, and they promote it. They use three words. They use mut'ah, they use sira, and they use nikah ul-munqati. These are the three words, if you know anything of Shia Azam. So they promote the prostitution. So what you talking about, the scarf and all that? When they're telling them that you are big, just tell them, make a deal, so much money we pay you, and then they bang wham and thank you ma'am. So that is Shia Azam.
I see Jacko. He says, AK, is there any evidence that Hitler had blue eyes, as often claimed? Jacko's God.
Jacko, maybe he used to wear the contact lenses, man. What can I wear, Joe, man, Jacko? You understand? You know, Jacko, story time, Jacko. A moi story, ne? I can tell you. He would say, Froze and the Kanner say, ne? You see, in your terminology, you had Romeo and Juliet. You know Shakespeare and all that stories. But us as Muslims, if you study, we have Majnun and Layla. So Majnun was the lover. He was madly in love with this Layla. So somebody came to him, Majnun, and told him, Majnun, you know what? How can you fall in love with Layla? Layla's eyes are a little bit squint, you know. Does ni bayamwini, yenas bur and anarianas honor, na? So as ni bayamwini. So that is what they told Majnun, the lover. So what answer he gave Jacko? He said, you need the eyes of Majnun to see the beauty of Layla.
SubhanAllah.
You see? So Jacko, you would be say Frohan vandaag and say Froki vandaag lik je bayam way and my ua a swer. So today you must tell your wife, plus you guys celebrating Easter, that today you are my honey, you're looking so beautiful, you understand? That my eyes are also getting confused with your beauty. Then you'll see she also will go off, you see. So that's what they do. When they love people, the Prophet, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, Yala et alles gesteel. Yala et alles gesteel. So I told Jacko in Afrikaans, in Dutch, they stole everything. When I was in school in the 60s, so you know, 55, 60 years ago, so what they taught us, love is blind. That's what they taught us in school, right? When I start learning ahadith, the teaching of the Prophet, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Hubbuka shay yu'mi wa yusim. When you love somebody, you love something, then you become blind and you become deaf. You see, that's the whole hadith. So people who love Hitler, they will say he had blue eyes and green eyes and this. And people who hate him, they will say he had pink eyes and all this kind of thing. So that is love. You become colorblind, my Buddha. So that is what happens, Jacko. Fastanye manier. So that is where we end it, inshallah. So get the programs, 8:30 to 9, inshallah, Masjid al-Aqsa, 105 to 130, Surah Ar-Ra'at al-Ladhi, 2 to 2:30, our report back, trip to Johannesburg. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.